We're going to be discussing the bialis of a guest over the food that is given to him based on Torah that I received from Rabbi Gonogodor Ruchayim Meir Horowitz. So let's say you're a guest at someone's house and he gives you food. Does this food belong to you so much so that you can even be Mekadesh and Isha with this food? Or no, he gave it to you to eat but not to be Kohen. And the Tzadim of the Suffolk are, is there an umdana that since anyway you're going to eat the food, the Baal HaBayis wants to give it to you, and there's Das HaCheres Makna, where he allows you to be Kona the food? Or do we say, no, that he just wanted you to eat it, and he has no intention of you being Kona it, and therefore there's no Kenyan? And we find in the Rishonim, the Achronim, there's a very, very big discussion, many, many discussions about this in the Achronim. In Nedarim, Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis, Rabbi Chiya Bar Oven asks Rava, let's say somebody says Kikari Alecha, he says my kikar is going to be usher to you Bahana, and he gives it to him as a matana. What's the din? Maybe he said to him my kikar, and he only meant my kikar when it's in my rishus, but when it's out of my rishus, that you can beget hana from it. Or maybe no. Maybe he said to him that Kikari Alecha, that Alecha Alivei Shavise Hekdesh, I'm making it Hekdesh on you, and therefore even if he gives it to him, the person is not Kona. So that's really the Shaila here. The Shaila is when somebody's Mudar Hanami Chaver, he's not allowed to get Hanot from his friend, and then this friend gives him his Kikar. He says, Kikari Alechi, not allowed to get Hanot from my loaf of bread, and he gives it to him as a Matana. So what do we say? Do we say that once he gives it to him, then the other guy can keep it? Because it's he can get Hanot from it, because he only meant Kikari when it's my Kikar, it's Asir to you, but if it's yours, then it's Mudar. Or maybe he meant that whatever I have is going to be Asir to you now already. So the Gemara answers, no. That the Rebbe says, Pshitas Pashut, that Avgav the Alei Matana Aser. So even though he gives it to him as a Matana, it's still Aser. And then the Gemara says, Vaiter, El Kikari Alecha Lafuke Mai, Lav Lafuke Dikanai Ganvamine Mignev. So, what is he coming to Aser when he says Kikari Alecha? What is he coming to Aser? He's coming to ask that the guy steals it, he can't use it? No. He's coming to ask that if he gives it to Matana, he can't use it. So therefore, right now, the Gemara is holding that if he gives it to Matana, Rabbi says if he gives it to the person, gets it to the person as a Matana, he can't be Nana, because he answered it. That's what it means, Kikari Alecha, that I'm making it a hektish to you, even after I give it to you, you can't be Nana from it. So I'm like, no. Rabbi says, Lafuki di Azmane Alei. That it's coming to exclude if he invites him. What does this mean? It's coming to exclude if he invites him. So the Mefarish there in the Gemara says, Kev Nazmele Kona Chelko. Since he invited him, this person's Kona his Chelek. And therefore he can't answer it. Therefore it's Lafuke, it's coming to exclude Azmanele. If he invited him, then after first he said you're invited, he was Kona Chelko, and then he said Kikari Alecha, no good, because the person's Kona is Chelek. That seems Lafuga, it's coming to exclude, meaning that there's going to be no Isser Hana, there's going to be no Isser Hana if he invited him. Because if he invited the guy, it belongs to him. Reuven invites Shimon to his house. Reuven's kikar belongs to Shimon. And then if he says, oh, kikar yalachi, now you don't have my kikar, it's not good. So writes the Rashba, the name is from via Bisfarm de Garci. So writes the Karen Orem, Divrei Arush. So they all hold up, if you invite somebody, they're Kona their Chelek. Now, from one other person Kona, when he's Magbiya the Meichler, he makes another Kenyan. Otherwise, how's he Kona it? No dasecha, even if it's Dasecha is Makna, there still needs to be some type of Maisa Kenyan. There's a Maisa Kenyan when the person picks it up. The Ran holds no. The Azmanei Alei, Kolomer, Lo Lamei Malach, really, I'll tell you, Diyav, Leib, Matana, Shayilei. That if he gives him as a gift, it's mutter for him. If he comes to Alecha, Lafuke Diaz Menei Alei Techsolei Titzolei the Shaita Namiki Karahu. So what does it mean Diaz Menei Alei? That really, I'll tell you that if he gives them as a matana, it's mutter. And you know what? You know what it means when it says that, when he said kikari alecha, you know what he's coming to aser? Now he's coming to be matir. According to the Mufarish, he's coming to be matir, Yasmin Ele, it's going to be mutter. When is it going to be aser? It's going to be aser if he gave it to him as a matana. But if he invited him to eat by him, then it's going to be mutter. If I invited you to eat, but first he invited him, and then he's asered it, it's going to be mutter. And the Ran holds no. The Ran holds that whether if he invited him, it's going to be aser. If he gives the matana, it's mutter, because he gave it to him as a matana. But if he invited him to eat at his house, then it's going to be aser, because it's still his kikar. In other words, if you invite me to your house to eat, I'm eating your food. Your food. It's yours. So I want to be Makadish and Isha. There's a girl across the table. I want to marry her. Can't do it. For two reasons. First of all, it would upset my wife greatly. And second of all, this food doesn't belong to me. So how can I be Makadish and Isha with food that doesn't belong to me? So we basically have Chlokas Rishonim here. Whether if an Orech is kind of the food, the Mefarish and other Rishonim say yes, the Ran says no. Now, with Dibrei Ram, we can only prove that it's his after he puts it in his mouth. But it could be that the Ran, it's not his until he puts it in his mouth. In other words, if he gives it to him, can't put it in your mouth. In other words, if he says Kikari Alecha and he asks it, he can't eat it. Why? Because he said Kikari Alecha, you now let it get on, it's still mine. However, it could be that once he puts it in his mouth, the Orech is coming. Maybe once he puts it in his mouth, the guest is Kana. However, the Shita B'Kubetz in Adorim there brings the name of the Ranbi, who writes, Oh my goodness. So you see, Mefurish, that even when he eats it, it still belongs to the Balabais. It still belongs to the Balabais. The only time it belongs to me is if he gives it to me. If he gives me the food. You know, you ever have this, the Balabais invites a guest to his house for Friday night dinner, and the guest has a doggy bag, and he says, yeah, I'm just going to take this home. I don't think that's what the Balabais meant. Balabais means that you eat it here. He's not giving it to you as a gift. Now you can go out and take the food with you. You know, you take the center plate, you take all the food, you start, you know, packing it away. Mapitum. It's here, it's his, it's the Balabais's. Unless he gives it to you, he says, here, take this food. Gives him a shloch manos, b'fakasha. But otherwise, it still belongs to the Balabais. Okay, so you have machlokes rishonim, if the food belongs to the guest. That is one source. We have another source that talks about peiros that were bought or were given as a matana. Our potim mitrumas and ma'isim is the rice of a chayav midrabanan. Peiros halakuchim, or shenid lo b'matana. Our potter mitrumas and ma'isim is daraisa, and chayav midrabanan. Tosis bov mitzia peichas amaral to b'masal tuvos brings das rabinu tam that a lakoch is potter mina ma'iser, a buyer is potter mina ma'iser. So only when he took it, when he bought it, after there was meiruach, there was a smoothing out of the pile, and that brings about the chi of trumas and maestras. So it was already mischayv by the balabais, and now the lokeach gets it, so he's pater midaraisa. But if he takes it, if he buys it before the meiruach, and he does the meiruach, then he's chayv in a torah. Tosis writes, And Rabbeinu Tam, because again, what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? That if he buys it after the Meruach, he's Pater. If he buys it before the Meruach, then Lokeach is Chayiv, to be Ma'aser Min HaTorah. So Rabbeinu Yitzchak and Mordechai asked Rabbeinu Tam, Sharei Lokeach Tevua Memurachas. Let's say somebody buys Tevua that has been, the pile has been smoothed out by the Amorites. It's Demai. Because it's only a Suffolk. You don't know if he was mafresh or if he wasn't mafresh. But if he was v'vadei not ma'aser, this person's chayav to be ma'aser min haTorah. Even though there was already meruach. So this is a kasha Rabbeinu Tam. Because if it's an amar, it's maybe he was mafresh. But if the v'vadei lo iser, the person did meruach, but he definitely didn't take ma'aser. This guy's chayav to be ma'aser min haTorah, even though meruach was already done. Now, like Rabbeinu Tam holds that after meruach, the guy buys it after meruach, he's pater min haTorah, because only by an amaretz it's demai. Otherwise, it's a chiyuv vaday. And for Tosis, v'lav pirchi, it's nishkin kasha. It's not a question. Why not? I'll tell you why. It's true that it's not demai. That it's true that it's not demai. However, what's chayv midaraisa is only maiser vaday. But nevertheless, it's not chayv midaraisa. It's only ma'aser v'adei midrabbanan, and you have to give it to the Kohen and the Levi. And he did my lo have, come the raisa l'machayv. You're right, it's not demai, but it's no longer chayv d'raisa. Not a kasha. If an amar does meruach, and you don't know, so it's demai. And if it's v'adei that there was meruach and he know how fresh his trumas and ma'asers were done, and he buys it, then he's pater midaraisa. Midaraisa l'machayv. Rather, what is it? It's Meiser Drabbanan, like Rabbeinu Tam holds. So, you have to give to the coin of the Levi. However, the Rashba and the Ramban answer differently. There it's different because you can make a Gzeira because sometimes there are guests at his table. In other words, an Orech that eats al Shulchan Balabais, lo mifter l'shum lakuach, v'nit lo b'matana. Sharech en akona peres alocha b'shus balabais. You know the problem is? The balabayis is going to be pater as lokeach. What about his guests? His guests aren't going to be pater as lokeach. He's pater, the balabayis is pater as lokeach. He's a lokeach. So he's pater. That's the balabayis. But an orech isn't pater as lokeach when it's given to him as a gift. Because an orech is not kona the peres. The guest isn't kona the peres. He's eating b'shus balabais. That's why he has to be mafresh midaraisa. Not for himself. For himself, he's cool. Because he's a lokeach, he's a kona. That's the balabais. What about the guests? The guests are eating the balabais' food. And they're chayv in trumas and maasers. That's why I ask me for shumas and maasers. Now Tosfos didn't answer like that, because Tosfos holds like the Mefarish that an orech acquires the food, so he's a lekoach. He's a buyer. The Ramban and the Rashba holds that the orech is not a buyer, doesn't acquire. Memele mitzad the orech, he has to be mafresh shumas and maasers midaraisa, because the orech is in a lokech. But Tosfos didn't answer like that, because they hold that the orech is a lokech. The orech is acquiring it. So in this tziur, the Ramban and the Rashba are l'chumra. What's their chumrah? That the balabais is chayv midaraisa to be maaser for the orech, and Tosfos is lekula. But they don't worry about the guest, because the guest is a lokech, just like the, because the guest is kona that food, so he's a lokech. So in this tziur, the Ramban and the Rashba al Chorman tells us the kula. However, there's a wondrous kula that we can say for the Ramban and the Rashba, because Tosafot and Tzi there writes shemisha machar dog on lachar meruach. Let's say somebody sells grain after meruach, v'chaz v'kana lokech, and then he buys it back. He has to be ma'asir min ha-Torah. It's not considered a lokech min ha-lokech. Why? Because gadol b'shusa v'ashal chazal b'shusa. Because it grew in his rishus, and now it goes back to his rishus. He's chayav min ha-Torah. Then I have to be ma'ayin. What would be the din if somebody sold dagon memurach la'acher v'holach l'sarech etzal lokech and chayav la'asir min ha-Torah? So what would be the din if somebody sold grain? Someone sold grain. Someone else. He sold grain that's memurach la'acher, and then he went to the buyer. In other words, I have neighbors. Let's say their name is Birnbaum. Their name is... So, I take my dog on Mamurach, and I sell it to my neighbor Birnbaum, and Birnbaum says, hey, Herman, why don't you come over for dinner? And then I go for dinner. Am I chayav to be ma'aser min ha-Torah or not? So it would appear that Ladas HaRamban VeHaRashba, that an Arech isn't kona the food, rather he's eating Michel Balabais, I wouldn't have to be ma'aser, because it's not chozer l'shusa. When is the chazal shusi when I buy it back? But there I didn't buy it back. But ladas hamafarish, and like we explained Tosis also, that the areich is kind of the meichel, so this is considered chazal l'shusa and he has to be ma'aser min ha-Torah. So it comes out of kula and a chumra, depending on what the matzav is. So if you have grain, Reuven sold Shimon grain, and then Shimon has a guest. So according to the Ramban and the Rashba, he has to be the guest has to make sure it's Musar. It's a chumra. According to Tosfos, no, because the guest is Kana, the guest is a din of a lokech. But let's say someone's Kana this dagon. And then he gives it. And then the seller goes to eat by the buyer. So it'll be fakirt. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, see, he's not kona the meichel. The guest isn't kona the meichel. The seller who sold it to the buyer, now that he's eating by the buyer, he's not kona it back. So he's not chayv. And according to Tosfos, it's like he's getting it back. According to the Mefarsh, it's like he's getting it back. He is chayv. Okay, so these are our two sources. There's a lot more to say, sweet friends. Let me tell you, this is not a joke. I like making jokes. That's one of my weaknesses. But this is serious stuff. So Mirtz Hashem, if you stay aboard with me and I'll stay aboard with you, we should be zoche to see neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem. And Mirtz Hashem will be misaneg on the Hamshech HaDvarim B'li Neder. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, see you tomorrow's beloved friend.